dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Janet Abbott, ABBOTT. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. File Strecco, space Abbott, space J. Cardioterra Associates, Letterhead. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 10-3-22. Referring physician, Subhathra Karen Anathy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical education. 77-year-old female with history of hypertension, CAD in the territory of the LAD, and dyspnea on exertion for stress test on medication, parentheses, Procardia XL, 30 milligrams Q12H, and hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, RSR prime V1. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 122 over 70, baseline heart rate, 61 beats per minute. New paragraph, patient went tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes and 19 seconds, semicolon 19 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 124, parentheses 87%, maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 138 over 70, with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 17112, period. Patient, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue and inability to continue in stage 3 of stress. The patient exhibited fair to good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 to 7.5 mets. The patient had normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure 115 over 70 and a heart rate of 65 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Impression. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline and immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram, 87% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 to 7.5 mets, increased from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. 6. Normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.